A recent cancellation of a round trip between Little River and Westview terminals is a reminder about BC Ferries' struggles to find enough crew members to cover shifts. The morning sailings on April 14 were among many of late for the fleet of ships, involving multiple routes serviced by the company. The concerning issue certainly gets attention, and demands even more. BC Ferries plays a critical role in connecting communities. However, the shortage of crew members is disrupting the company's operations and causing inconvenience for passengers. Management has acknowledged the issue and stated that it is a result of a combination of factors, including the pandemic, retirements, and difficulties in recruiting new staff. While these factors are understandable, the impact on services cannot be ignored. Due to sailing cancellations or delays, passengers are continually being left stranded or forced to change travel plans at the last minute. The shortage of crew members is also affecting the morale of the existing employees, who are being asked to work longer hours and take on additional shifts. This can lead to fatigue and burnout, which can further exacerbate the problem. BC Ferries needs to take urgent action in the short term, including looking into increasing incentives for new crew members, such as signing bonuses or better compensation packages, and setting a path to the future by partnering with training institutions to develop programs that can help address the shortage of qualified personnel. Exploring the possibility of offering flexible working arrangements should also be explored further, especially related to on-call work, in order to attract a broader pool of talent. BC Ferries held a local job fair here recently, and elsewhere. Can we expect any positive change from those events, or at least an update on the results? Lack of crew availability is a significant issue that BC Ferries must address. The company also plays a crucial role in the transport of goods, and the disruptions have a significant impact on the local economy as well as passengers. We've heard all the talk. How about more action?